आत्मौपम येन सर्वत्र समं पश्यति यो अर्जुन सुखं वा यदि वा दुःखं स योगी परमो मतः। भगवद्गीता 6.32 कृष्ण इज टॉक्ड अबाउट द ट्रैजेक्टरी ऑफ द योगी सीकर फ्रॉम 6.11 ऑनवर्ड्स टिल हियर 6.32 वेर ही गिव्स द समिट। सो योगी परमो मतः दैट योगी इज द टॉप मोस्ट योगी। नाउ व्हाट डज ही से एज अ what are the characteristics of that topmost yogi? So this gives a very surprising and inclusive conception of yoga that is not at all world rejecting, but it is actually world affirming. Path of yoga, especially Ashtanga yoga, is usually thought of as world rejecting because yogis renounce the world as it is stated. Go out in the jungle, shucha udeshe patishthapya sthirama asanam atmanaha. Go out in the God is sacred, secluded place and seat yourself in asana, be detached from all living beings and look inwards. So that is the path of yoga. And but Krishna says when one comes to the summit, then what happens here? The topmost yogi does not see all living beings with merely with indifference or detachment or callousness. How does the topmost yogi see? Atma upama. By comparison with oneself, sarvatra, all living beings, atma upam yena sarvatra, samam pashyati Arjuna, samam pashyati. One who sees all living beings equally, samam pashyati. Now, what exactly is the samam pashyati referring to over here? It's equal vision. Krishna explains in third line. Sukham va yadiva dukkham. Sukham, happiness. Va or yadi dukkham or distress. You see all living beings equally in their happiness and in their distress. So yogi paramo mataha. That yogi is the topmost yogi. So how does one see all living beings equally in their happiness and distress? So that means that whatever, and it says not to see all living beings equally, see all living beings equally by comparison with oneself. That means the yogi understands that whatever made me happy will also make others happy. And whatever whatever made me miserable also will make others miserable. And now, this is a yogi whose perception is not culturally conditioned or materially conditioned by any contamination. The yogi is already, it's been described as being akalmasham. The yogi is free from all contaminations. So such a yogi who is free from contaminations, what is the nature of such a yogi? This yogi is fixed in spiritual truth. This yogi is fixed in the realization of spiritual reality. And so that's why what the yogi is perceiving is from the perspective of spiritual truth. So a drunkard may think that, oh, when I get an alcoholic drink, I am happy. And when I don't get a drink, I am miserable. So therefore, whoever does not drink must be miserable and whoever drinks must be happy. Now this is a tamasic perception. This is a perception from the perspective of the mode of ignorance, and this sort of extrapolation of one's own conceptions on everyone is a expansion of illusion. It's not a extension of compassion. Whereas, another example is, if a person is sick and a person just takes a painkiller and thinks, now all my pain has gone away, I become healthy, and so everybody should take painkillers and everybody will be happy. But that doesn't work. The painkillers won't cure for long. They don't cure at all, and they don't even cover for long. It's only for a brief time. So alcohol is like covering the pain. There's no cure at all. But a patient who has actually been cured and has developed sober vision, proper vision and proper health, and then says, oh, so that state, that diseased condition was a state of misery for me, and the healthy condition is a state of joy for me. So Srila Prabhupada explains, this personal realization of transformation, of beneficial transformation, is the impetus for a devotee's outreach. A devotee wants to share Krishna and Krishna consciousness because the devotee has been benefited by it and sees that others can also be benefited by it. And this is actually compassion. So just as if we see others suffering from the same disease from which we had been suffering, and now if we have been cured, naturally we will want to tell, oh my dear friend, why do you want to stay suffering? Please take this medicine and be cured. So just as we have been cured, similarly, others will also be cured by taking that medicine. And that's why we will tell about the medicine and we will share the medicine. So similarly, Krishna is saying, the topmost yogis see that the suffering of all living beings is because of their unspiritual living, because of their disconnection from Krishna. And that was how I was when I was unspiritual, when I was disconnected from Krishna, I was suffering. And now that I have become connected with Krishna, this is how the yogis think, that I am experiencing such happiness. Similarly, if others also become connected with Krishna, they will also experience great happiness. Therefore, let me strive to connect everyone with Krishna. Let me strive to share the knowledge about Krishna and thereby connect everyone. And thus, there's this mood of compassion where one sees everyone not with indifference but with concern. Concern not born of material attachment, oh, this is my friend and this is my friend, this is my man, this is my relative. I don't want this person to suffer. No. Here, that sort of, when it is material attachment, then there is a separatist mentality. There is a divisive vision. There is not a universal vision. Divisive vision means, if I am an Indian, then I think, oh, Indians should prosper. And Pakistanis, oh, they should go to hell. Even if I become very broad and become humanistic, still we think that, oh, humans should prosper, and for our sake, even if animals have to be slaughtered and eaten, that's fine. So there is always a universal vision cannot be had and cannot actually be deeply internalized, although it may be sentimentally advanced sometimes, it cannot be deeply internalized without spiritual realization, because the very nature of material level of consciousness is to create a separatist vision between me and them. Whereas here the word is samam pashyati atmaupam yena sarvatra samam pashyati, sees all living beings equally. So one who sees all living beings equally, such a person wants to free everyone from misery and help everyone progress on the path through happiness. And this yogi is the highest yogi. So not just the yogi who renounces the world for the sake of one's own self-realization, but the yogi who wants to share the fruits of self-realization with the world. So the yogi doesn't just reject the material for achieving the spiritual, but the yogi also wants to share the fruit of the spiritual with the material. That means those people who are at the material level of consciousness, the yogi wants to share that fruit with all of them. And thus benefit everyone. So this vision of concern, vision of compassion is towards all living beings without any discrimination, is what Krishna declares to be the characteristic of the topmost yogi. So the topmost yogi is not someone who sits in a motionless samadhi for days and months and years. The topmost yogi is not one who can do miracles. The topmost yogi is not one who can have some siddhis, whatever. The topmost yogi is one who has this universal compassion. And the devotees of the Lord who tirelessly share Krishna's message, they exhibit such compassion. Srila Prabhupada exhibited such compassion that he went all over the world and with everyone, wherever he went, he shared Krishna's message. And he wanted to benefit everyone. And as the devotees embody the topmost yogis. So although Krishna does not in this verse state that he's talking about devotees, he's talking about the characteristic of compassion. But Krishna will state in the end of this chapter in 6.47 that the topmost yogis are his devotees. And he will tell in 12.13 that the topmost devotees are actually the benefactors of everyone. Dveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha. They are the compassionate well-wishers of everyone. So, this verse which comes after two successive verses which talk about Krishna's supremacy, that the topmost yogi sees Krishna everywhere, the topmost yogi sees the oneness between Krishna and the super soul. After talking about that, actually Krishna does not use the word topmost yogi, but Krishna is saying that the one who sees me everywhere is never lost, and one who sees the oneness between me and or the super soul will never fall, will remain a yogically situated at all times. After those two verses, when Krishna says, whom does he consider topmost yogi? One who has a vision of compassion. So if we continue the thread of thought, that means Krishna is talking about one who sees him everywhere. But after seeing him everywhere, Krishna doesn't just, this yogi does not just stay lost in one's own devotion, but wants to share the fruits of devotion with the whole world. And that mood of compassion, that mood of assisting Krishna in his mission of delivering all souls, endears the yogi to Krishna. And Krishna declares, Sayogi paramo mataha. This yogi is the topmost yogi. Thank you.